Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com. /awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hi, I'm Dr. Deepika Chopra. My passion, calling, and job is really all about blending together holistic practices with real evidence-based science to help people around the world cultivate more optimism, success, and resiliency. You won't want to miss this new podcast, as you'll get to hear from elite athletes, recording artists, couples, and maybe even my toddler. So if you're into arming yourself with some new practical happiness tools, join me on Mondays for your morning optimism dose. Oh, and don't forget, things are looking up.
Welcome to Breaking Beauty, the podcast all about the breakthrough people, products, and moments in beauty. We're your hosts, Jill Dunn and Carlene Higgins. Hey, beauty friends. Welcome back to Breaking Beauty Podcast. I'm one of your co-hosts, Jill Dunn, and I'm here virtually with Carlene Higgins. Hey, Carlene.
Hello there, long lost friend.
I know. We made it through January. I honestly wasn't sure. It's been such a crazy month, but we've done it, and it's almost February, and so here we are.
Yes, it's true. I'm excited that the winter is actually going by faster in a way, but I'm also scared because honestly, running has been one of the things that's kept me sane through this whole pandemic.
Yes.
And so the fact that we're hitting these freezing cold temperatures—
slippery sidewalk time.
Yeah, I'm getting a little concerned and really wishing that I had a treadmill right about
Peloton.
Now. Yeah.
Apparently the Peloton treadmill is amazing.
Really?
Yes, I've heard that. Not that you have any room, but so many people have told me that they prefer the Peloton treadmill to the Peloton bike.
Oh, that's interesting. The treadmill, it's like, how do you make it disappear? Because I don't believe the hype when they say it slides under a bed. Not buying that.
Yeah, no, exactly. You definitely need to add like some square footage or like a running like bubble in your backyard where you put your treadmill in it.
Oh my God.
I don't know what
running
the solution
bubble.
Is.
I love this idea. And in other news, I'm going to hit you up soon with probably an email to take a week off because even though it feels like we kind of just came off our holiday, I was actually working through the whole thing. I got a last minute assignment. And it was a gigantic trend report, fashion and beauty. It was like what, you know, the spring fashion week, like all the trends that came out of that. It was like crunching the numbers on what's being searched the most on Google and Pinterest and like what's selling the most in industry data. It was a beast, but let me tell you, it felt so good to get it done.
Oh, totally. Now you have such a huge leg up, have an overview of everything that's happening. And like, I feel like this is the type of stuff that I'm normally like piecemealing to you, like on Slack. This is happening. This is happening. This is happening. And now you just have it in a PDF for your viewing pleasure. And it's going to look way prettier, I'm sure.
That's absolutely right. And I feel like my crystal ball has never been like less foggy. You know, I think my predictions are going to be pretty accurate. And that kind of brings us to the topic for today's episode.
That's right. So we have a damn goods coming in hot. And so this is, of course, our monthly roundup of our favorite finds, our honest reviews of the products of the moment. And the theme for this one is the products and trends that you're going to be seeing everywhere in 2021. We had a lot of fun putting this together. And honestly, I know that our listeners love these damn good roundups. So excited to bring you all of this intel today.
Yeah, it's almost like a trend report / shopping list. You can think of it that way.
Totally.
So just ahead, we're going to be talking about skinimalism. That's the big buzzword right now, and our favorite products to try if you're ready to pare down. But the latest in low waste innovations, what's new in the world of personalized at-home beauty. And finally, I'm going to update you on that K18 hair treatment that I teased in our last Damn Goods way back in December, now that it's officially launched.
Ooh, I'm excited for the update. So as a friendly reminder, every single thing that we talk about today, we will list it over on our blog at breakingbeautypodcast.com. So ready to add to cart? Let's get into it. Let's pause for a moment to show some love for one of our show partners, Ritual. So it's the end of January, and I am proud to say that I've been keeping on track with my daily smoothies. Hooray. And right beside my blender, I actually put my bottle of Ritual vitamins. So you've heard me talk about Ritual before. So I love that when I pop two capsules of the Ritual Essential for Women, it helps to fill in gaps in my diet. So one capsule is jam-packed with folate, omega-3, vitamin B12, vitamin D3, iron, vitamin K2, boron, vitamin E, and magnesium. But I also appreciate what's not in Ritual vitamins. So on their no-no list, there's no sugar, there's no GMOs, no synthetic fillers, no artificial colorants, not to mention there's no animal byproducts like sheep's wool and gelatin from hooves and hides that you might find in a typical multivitamin. But Ritual is not typical. So they have vegan-friendly formulas made with key nutrients, and I love the transparency of Ritual too. If you go on their website, you can see where every single ingredient is sourced from. Ritual is the subscription-based service that delivers multivitamins right to your front door. There's free shipping always, and you can start, snooze, or cancel your subscription at any time. And if you don't love Ritual within your first month, they'll refund your first order. So you deserve to know what's in your multivitamin. That's why Ritual is offering Breaking Beauty listeners 10% off during your first 3 months. Visit ritual.com/beauty to start your Ritual today. Once again, that's 10% off during your first 3 months. Head to ritual.com/beauty to start your Ritual today. We'll link to that offer on our blog and in our show notes. Now back to today's show.
Okay, so the first trend we definitely want to talk about is skinimalism. Skinimalism is the new glow up, according to Pinterest. They released their trend report for 2021, and based on what people are searching up, they are recommending to brands that they say goodbye to 12-step routines, and instead, 2021 will see a return to streamlined regimens using clean products with natural ingredients. Like, what's a brand that you think is really kind of popping off that represents this trend?
It's definitely interesting to see that, like, you know, I think this is rooted in the K-beauty movement of skip care. I know that you and I've talked about that in previous years. And now, like, skinimalism has reached this, like, critical mass. And so a brand that is new to me, I know that it launched in 2019, but the brand is called You Beauty. And it's actually founded by Tina Craig. Remember the blog, fashion blog, the OG bag snob?
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. The Balenciaga motorcycle bag. I remember, like, watching the Olsen twins carrying those and being like, I want one in fuchsia.
Oh my God. And it's just such a funny time in the internet, because I think even when Tina started her blog Bag Snob, like, that was in the day, that was in the days where you were sort of anonymous. You were, it was almost like looked down upon to have a blog. You know what I mean? So it's like you didn't even know who was behind it for the longest time. But really exciting that Tina is now in the beauty business. And why this sort of got on my radar at this time, Carlene, is that I was telling you, I'm hosting this panel with Holt Renfrew. It's actually tonight, and anyone can join. It's going to be at 7 p.m. Eastern. And I'm going to be moderating a panel all about, like, reimagining beauty in 2021. And it's Adir Abergel and Gucci Westman and also Tina Craig, because her products are launching at Whole Renfrew. So that's the news there. It's actually going to be a Zoom link. So I'll link to it on my Instagram, Jill D on Beauty. And so you guys can check it out if you happen to listen to this on the same day. So I think we're going to have a lot of fun. Why I wanted to talk about this product though, Carlene, was we did a little not rehearsal, but just sort of like meet and greet with the panelists and myself and the team at Holt Renfrew a couple weeks back. And Tina was on the call and I had never like interacted with her before. And literally every single person who jumped on the call, they were like jaw dropped at Tina's skin. Everybody, including Gucci Westman, was like, Tina, like, you are out of control glowing. Like, what is on your face? Right. And so her skin was just absolutely radiant and perfect. And I was like, I need to get in on whatever she is doing. Mm-hmm. And so I was excited to actually just this morning get my hands on her product. So in the You Beauty lineup, there's actually only two products. And they sent me the first one that she ever launched, which is called You Beauty Resurfacing Compound. It's $228 US and 296 Canadian. And that's for 50 ml. So I know what you're thinking, sticker shock. But the whole idea with this product is that it's actually replacing six different products. So when you think about that, you're streamlining your routine. You're like, okay, I probably can swing that if I get rid of all my other like serums, exfoliating toners, like all of that stuff, right? It really is sort of this like holy grail addition to your skincare routine. Put it on morning and night. It really is meant to brighten, resurface, renew, tighten. I think it's all about tone and texture with this product. The before and afters that I've seen, it's all about like reducing the fine lines and brightening dark spots, just overall and tightening of pores, that kind of thing. And it also has glycolic acid in it. So it has this like smoothing effect. So I think over time, you're going to see less redness and more even, calm complexion. And Tina herself, you know, she was in this whole world of luxury influencers. She was like the original blogger, fashion blogger. And she had a shelfie, like top shelfie. You know what I mean? Like she had the La Prairies and La Mer's.
Yeah.
Absolutely everything. She's seen it all and done it all. I think she just kind of overdid it, which is the tendency with a lot of us as beauty editors when we get to try so many things. So she had suffered with problematic skin and that was just like about 4 years ago when she endeavored to do this. And now it's just her skin is literally so even, so beautiful, so toned. I was like, yes, please. So I can't wait to report back on how this agrees with my skin. But I think it's just a genius concept. It's kind of like rolling all the best parts of technology into one formula. And I think that's where we're at now. You can get effective products without having to do a ton of steps. And I love that that's the whole idea behind Skinimalism, right?
Well, the fact that she launched with just one product in skincare, I mean, you just like have never seen that. I know you've only tried it once, so you'll have to report back on what the result is after using it for a few months.
Just I want to say one thing is that when it became available for pre-sale in October 2019, it got 20,000 orders in about 24 hours.
Wow.
Which is kind of insane. So let's see
lots of hype.
It's worth the hype. Yeah. What about you? What have you been testing in the Skinimalism world?
Okay, so I want to introduce you guys to a line that you may not have heard of yet. It's not as minimalist as You Beauty. They have more than like two SKUs, but it's called Three Ships. And I think we're going to hear a lot more about Three Ships in 2021. It actually launched a few years ago back in 2017. The co-founders are based in Toronto, Connie Lowe and Laura Burgett. And they launched their company. They were only 23 years old. They had 4,000 in the bank and they've been like doubling sales. 2020 was projected at 1.5 million. The reason I think they're going to blow up this year is because they are going into Target stores. So they just debuted on Target.com on January 17th. They're going to be in 505 Target locations on January 31st. This line is all about the less is more principle. Okay. And that's really to me what Skinimalism is all about. And I think it's one of the redeeming qualities of the clean beauty movement. Right. So less about like what's toxic, what's non-toxic, and more about just this idea of maybe we don't need all these fillers and shit in our products that are just there so we can have this buzzy ingredient on the label when it's not really doing anything.
Right.
Or, you know, there's this sort of filler or silicone so it feels extra silky. I think a lot of us are just saying, listen, we just want the necessary active ingredients that have a purpose. Don't worry about anything else. And so that's really what they're here for. They're all vegan and cruelty-free, and everything has this accessible price point, which again has been a bit of a challenge in clean beauty as everything is quite expensive. All of these products are under $40 US, so I think that's great. Entree into Three Ships is this product I'm holding up, Jill. It's called the Three Ships Refresh Papaya and Salicylic Acid Cleanser. It's $21 US, $28 in Canada. It's this light orange kind of peachy color, and it looks like it's in a glass airless pump bottle, but it's actually frosted plastic. So it's okay. Got this luxury, bit of a luxury feel to it, but it's actually shower safe. You can drop it and not have to worry about it. Shattering it. That's something I would do. This product is designed for combination oily skin, which I used to have when I was in my 20s, but I don't anymore. It has papaya extract, which is rich in enzymes and antioxidants. So it's going to naturally help to brighten and balance tone. It also has aspen bark extract, which naturally contains high levels of salicylic acid. So that's going to help with pimples. And it also will help to leave skin feeling refreshed and clean. And it's a natural preservative. Now, the reason that I actually have been enjoying this product, even though I'm now leaning toward drier skin, first of all, it does foam up, but not too much. It's like a light, very silky foam, and it does not leave your skin feeling stripped. That's what I liked, is that my skin felt really smooth and soft afterwards. And I think that's down to the first ingredient, which is aloe vera leaf juice. I found it didn't dry out my skin, even though I do have like combination to dry skin. So I think this is a great product for anyone who does have like oily combination skin, is battling acne, but maybe you have sensitive skin as well. This whole line is formulated with sensitive skin in mind. Hello, I want to break for just a moment to talk about antioxidants in partnership with our friends at Kula. So why, you might be asking? Well, we're talking all about the kinds of products you're going to be seeing everywhere in 2021. You can think of those as they're like the cool kids you might want to ride with. And the whole category of antioxidants, they're like your besties in the back who have always been there and will always be there whenever you call on them to protect you. You can find an organic blend of antioxidants in Kula's new Vital Rush Skin Renewal Serum. That's the one I've been using lately. It re-energizes stressed out skin with plant-powered ingredients like goji berry. That's an ancient Chinese powerhouse of a fruit that promotes collagen and elastin production. It takes down hyperpigmentation, and like all good antioxidants, it fights the free radicals that come from pollution and UV rays. Those are like attacking your healthy skin. So antioxidants are protecting from that. This particular serum also has vitamin-rich camu-camu extract in it. It's a traditional ingredient from the Amazon that's also known for its superior antioxidant properties. Having used the serum myself, guys, I just love how lightweight it is and how it sinks really quickly into my skin, but it still leaves it feeling nice and hydrated and dewy. And I'm always trying to look more alive in the morning. That's my goal. And shout out, it's also vegan, cruelty-free, and dermatologist tested, like all Kula products. So want to give your skin what it's really craving? Kula has a special offer just for Breaking Beauty listeners. Check out their new Kula organic skincare on Kula.com, and they'll even give you 10% off your first order with the code BEAUTY. That's Kula, COOLA.com for 10% off your first order with the code BEAUTY. We're going to link to that offer on our blog and in our show notes. And now back to today's episode.
I think it's time to talk about zero waste or low waste innovations. I think we're going to be continuing to see this term everywhere in 2021. Mm-hmm. Right, Carlene?
Yeah. Well, you were the one who was telling me that Credo made a big move this year, right?
Yeah. They were one of the first retailers to sort of put a stake in the ground and say they're no longer going to sell single-use sheet masks. And I think mm-hmm. they may even be going one step further and saying like just single-use products in general, they're not going to be selling them. So I think that that's really interesting. And that's where you're going to start to see these larger shifts happening where brands are putting those types of priorities ahead of the bottom line. And that's what it's going mm-hmm. to take to see this really sort of take off and the innovation continue to happen.
That's right. So by June of this year, they're going to be getting mm-hmm. rid of makeup wipes and exfoliating pads that are anything that's single use. So that's awesome. And I wanted to do kind of a follow-up with you guys. I know in A Damn Goods a few months ago, I talked to you about Snow Fox. They launched an eco blender. I'm holding it here, Jill. It's light gray. I still think they should have called it the elephant because it's because of its natural color. It's made without any dyes.
That's a makeup blending sponge.
Yes, that's a makeup blending sponge, and it's made with 50% upcycled coconut shell. I've been using it to apply makeup. I've been really enjoying it. And lo and behold, the OG's Beauty Blender is now coming out with what's called the BioPure Blender. I'm holding it here, Jill. It looks exactly like the original Beauty Blender. This one is Kelly Green. It's $20 US and $26 in Canada. So the same price as the OG.
You've been trying it out. Does it feel any different than the original Beauty Blender, or what's the
main? It feels exactly the same. It feels exactly the same to me. Like, again, I'm not a professional makeup artist, but I did a half-half face. To me, it was the same. And of course, you and I were both on the call with the founder, Rianne Silva. She's really proud of this innovation. And she mentioned that, you know, they went through so many iterations to make sure that it had the same product density so that you could use it in the same way. You know, you wet, you squeeze, you bounce, still only have to replace it every 3 to 6 months. Also, the fact that she was able to keep it at the same price, mm-hmm. That was really important to her as well, even though it is more expensive to make, right?
Right. So what is it actually made out of compared to like the Snow Fox one?
They call it Bio Plush, the foam, and it's made from a 60% plant base of renewable sugar cane.
Okay.
That's what it is. The 2.0 version of her career in her beauty business, where she just really wants to, you know, give back. It's more than just making money. She wants to enter into this era of responsible beauty. And I think that's also a running theme with a lot of cosmetic companies right now, is this idea of responsible beauty, you know, lowering their footprint, the next phase. And even the external carton, which I don't have here, the canister, the cylinder is also, that's also made using recycled resins, producing less CO2 emissions and less water. So it's a step in the right direction for sure.
And then weren't you telling me before that you can like plant it or something?
No, so that's a different one.
Oh, okay.
There's a new product coming out from EcoTools. It's EcoTools Bio Blender makeup sponge, going to retail for $6 US. Whoa.
Yeah, that's cheap.
Yeah, and that's en route to me right now. It's bright pink, like the original Beauty Blender. It's a little close to home. Ugh. I don't know. I feel bad. But I was reading about it on Allure's site, and apparently that one is completely biodegradable. It actually says plant me right on it. And it says that it will break down within 120 days after you have gotten rid of it.
Okay.
Like if you plant it.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
That's pretty incredible. I mean, I'm a little bit skeptical of that just because, I mean, mm-hmm. I want to see a time lapse of that actually happening. But, you know, I'm kind of a skeptic in general. Like my mind is still blown when I get packages that have those, like, they look like styrofoam chips, but they actually run them underwater and they disappear.
Yeah.
So that'll be interesting to see.
Yeah. I'm so glad so many brands have moved to that in terms of packaging. What about you? So have you made any new discoveries for this idea of low waste beauty?
Yeah. And I want to tell you all about it. This brand is called Everest. It's hot off the press. It just took pre-orders in January 2021, and it's actually shipping in February of 2021. So this is the Everest waterless shampoo concentrate. It's $24 US, $28 Canadian. They also have a waterless conditioner. Now, since you guys can't see me, I'm going to do my best to describe it. It kind of looks like a giant toothpaste tube in terms of size and shape. But the material that is used is actually aluminum, reminiscent of the Walita Skin Food original tube. And I'm sure all of you know exactly what I'm talking about when I say that. This is a shampoo concentrate that's completely waterless. So one tube is meant to last 30 washes. It comes, Carlene, with this key sort of that you would put at if you were thinking about a toothpaste tube, you put at the top of the tube and you'd be able to use the key to turn this product down. So you're
wasting. Yeah, it's like a way of rolling it. Yeah.
Precisely. So you keep this in your shower. And the way that this comes out, it is a thicker paste. So you use the key, you turn it, and it dispenses the product. You want to dispense it into wet hands. Now, here's the thing. You and I have both tried this. There's a little bit of trial and error with how much to use. For myself, I used, it's kind of a thicker strip that comes out. So I used about a one and a bit inch of this product for my whole head. You followed the directions and used the pea size amount and quickly found out that was not enough. And right. I sort of think this is just startup life, right? Like this is a brand new independent company. These are key learnings. Yeah. They've already printed these.
Do not follow the instructions on the label. I repeat, do not follow the directions. Listen to Jill.
So I used about a 1-inch strip for my hair. So I put it in my wet palms, put that product, I kind of massaged it in my palm, and then I put that on my wet hair. And I was like shocked with how much lather that I got. And the lather is from coconut derived surfactants. And it kind of reminded me like when you put body wash into a loofah and it just swells and swells. Like that's what happened when I put this in my roots, and it just kind of like you got this really creamy, rich lather. Scent is like rosemary, peppermint, and they have aloe vera in there and glycerin. Just as a side note, they said that they tested this, benchmarked this against Pureology shampoo. They probably didn't mean to say that in front of the press, but I did hear that. The whole idea is that you use this to the very last drop, and then you unroll the aluminum tube, and that it can be recycled in your same bin that you would put like your aluminum cans from your La Croix or whatever. And the cap is the only plastic part, and they actually have like a little pouch that comes with every product, and you'll be able to send these back for recycling later. So I just want to tell you really quickly about the results. I couldn't believe how much volume I got, Carlene. If you're someone who's listening and you love that squeaky clean feeling, or you feel like you really love to like scrub your scalp and make sure that it's really clean and you get that lift at the roots, you're going to love this product. I feel like I got a ton of volume. I used it today.
Your hair looks great today. It's so shiny and full, I have to say.
Yeah. So this is my third time using this product, I do believe. And I was able to stretch the days between shampoos. Mm-hmm. So I guess that's like another sustainability piece to it. Although there is that learning curve, like we said, when you start to use it. It gave me a lot of volume. It felt good. I was thinking of my friend Laura, who loves a voluminous shampoo. She always feels like she can never get enough lift. So I think those people will really like it. I do think that if you are somebody with really curly hair, you may not love how this feels. And I think they are still doing testing on diverse hair types and textures. So I can't obviously speak to that. I can only speak to my personal experience, but I do think they're working on that. And they may have to like, you know, come out with different types of formulations depending on what your hair texture is.
Now, continuing on the hair theme, I want to talk to you about a trend I think might take off this year. It's all about mix-in hair treatments. So you might be thinking, what's that? Well, it's kind of like a 2.0 version of all of the customized hair lines that we started to see coming out in the last few years. So if you think about Prose or Form or Formulate, Function of Beauty is probably the most popular, I would say. Function of Beauty is pretty much on fire right now. In September, they dropped a body care line. In October, they launched skincare. And beginning this month, they launched a diffusion line at Target. So if you're familiar with the original core line, it's all direct to consumer. You order it from their website. It's fully customizable. So the shampoos and conditioners are $40 to $50 each. So that's, you know, that's not inexpensive. What you do is you fill out a quiz. So you explain what your hair type is, the structure of your strands, your scalp moisture, your hair goals, fragrance, color, the size of the bottle. You can even personalize. You can put your name on your shampoo if you want. That's so cool. And then in terms of the formulas, they talk about clean, quality ingredients that are at least 92% naturally derived, sulfate-free, paraben-free, vegan, and cruelty-free. So how do you take all of this and duplicate that in Target stores? The solution is mix-in treatments. Okay, so I'll explain that. You start out with the shampoo and conditioner. I'm holding them in my hand, really pretty bottles. These ones are pastel.
Interesting to see their packaging slightly different, you guys, because you can't see it, because Function of Beauty is normally like clear and you can see just the color of the shampoo. But obviously yeah. they want these on shelf to make sense to people. So they need to have a little bit of copy on there.
Yeah. And it's the idea that you aren't customizing these ones. So
right.
there are four base shampoos and conditioners. Again, they're in these matte opaque pastel bottles. They're actually gorgeous packaging as well, especially considering that they're $10 each. I think that's fantastic. Like I said, four different types. One is designed for straight hair. There is shampoo and conditioner for wavy hair, curly and coily hair. So you pick which one you're going to start with. These are the hair booster shots. There are 10 different ones available, and it's all based on your hair goals. So this one's anti-frizz, shine, and then this one is for color protection. And so that's what you do is you can choose up to three hair goals, and you basically just mix them right into your shampoo or your conditioner before you use it. So
okay.
You just mix it for 15 seconds and that's it. And these little boosters, there is two in each box, like I said, for $2.99. One goes in your shampoo, the other one goes in the conditioner. They're basically like really big ampoules that have like a shot of this one, like I said, is color protection. Okay, so you just mix it in, you shake it, and voila. What's interesting is apparently between the 10 different hair goals and the four different base shampoos and conditioners, you can still create thousands of combinations.
Kind of nailed this concept, like bringing it to Target. You know what I mean?
Yes. Well, first of all, the price point is fantastic.
And yeah.
After using it, like I really enjoyed it. I thought it was great quality. I thought my hair felt really clean and like light after. I really liked the shampoo and I got enough conditioning, I think, due to those boosters. But it's also genius for them as a brand. Like imagine how much money it would cost them to get that kind of shelf space at Target. Because yeah. that's what I was thinking. When I first was mixing them in, I was like, this is a scam. This is marketing. Like, why don't they just sell the shampoo or the conditioner with these other benefits in it? Like, you know, anti-frizz, shine, color control. Well, but we've all been in the drugstore where you're looking from the same brand. There's like 20 different kinds and you're going, which one am I using? Well, I'm a little bit of this and I'm a little bit of that. Well, think of all the shelf space, number one. And then number two, it actually is clearer to the consumer.
Right.
Right? It's like, it's not as confusing. So I actually think it's really smart. And this whole mix-in idea, just to give you a sneak peek, I don't have it here, but Pantene is launching Miracle Rescue Moisture Mix-In Treatment. It's rolling out right now into early February. It's $7 US, $8.50 Canadian. The name suggests it's a moisture mix-in treatment, and you can add it to any conditioner that's in your shower. So instead of buying a separate mask, you just take your conditioner. This one you're actually going to blend right in your palm, like 1 to 5 pumps. You blend it in your palm and then you have like extra boost of moisture in your conditioner. So maybe you have frizzy hair or staticky hair that day. Then you reach for this concentrated treatment and you just mix it into what you have. And I actually think that's genius for like purple toning conditioners. Because for somebody like me, you know, with bleached out hair, it's like you use those purple toning conditioners, but they're yeah. never moisturizing enough. So yeah. I love this idea. It's DIY. It's something you can do without seeing your hair colorist or hairstylist and treat your hair at home. I think this is going to be great.
And it's so affordable. It's really like, mm-hmm. who doesn't want to give it a whirl for $10?
And I think you're testing something in a different category that gets at this too, right?
Yes. I'm so excited to share this with you guys because I think customization is just like that buzzword we're going to be seeing everywhere. Now, how long has it been since we've been in quarantine? Like probably 10 months at this point. Mm-hmm. I've managed to get, I think, 3 manicures somehow, like in those windows over the course of the last bit. So, and I've tried a lot of different like at-home solutions for manicures. I actually have one of those LED lights at home. I have done a few gel manis myself at home, but just the removal is such a pain. It's just, mm-hmm. it never looks good. It never, certainly never looks cool when I do it. Like I could not do nail art for the life of me. So I'm really excited to tell you guys about a new mani and pedi innovation. And this is from a brand called Mani Me. And this is the first ever custom fit stick on gel polish, and it's developed with proprietary 3D technology. So these aren't, I'm holding them up right now, Carlene. These are not stickers. Mm-hmm. They're actually gel polish.
Oh, wow.
And so you might be thinking, and you can get them for your fingertips and for your toes. So you might be thinking, I've seen this before, Sally Hansen, they used to have nail polish stickers, whatever. But what's incredible about this innovation and why it is sort of like the 2.0 is that this is all done online. You go to mannyme.com. I'm just going to double check their website. It's mannyme.co actually. And we'll link to this, of course, on our website. But essentially you take, they walk you through all these steps that when you go to order, and they basically, they get you to hold either a credit card or a business card, and you capture your fingertips as well as your thumbs, and you do it on each hand. And then based on that photo, they are able to tell your exact nail shape and size, which is kind of incredible. And so in the past, when I've used these types of products, I felt like the stickers just never fit well and therefore just looked bad. So this is the game-changing aspect of this product, is that it's a custom fit. So when you get it, if, by the way, it ships anywhere in the US in less than 4 days, and it's $15. So it's like manicure by mail for $15. Comes in this flat paper packaging. You can see it here. It's about the size of two credit cards stacked side by side. Really, really easy directions. And all you do is simply just take out the stickers. I'm showing you to the camera now. And mm-hmm. it shows you which ones are for your left hand, which ones are for your right. And I was like, whoa, it's so weird. That looks like my nail shape. But it's like flat. And it totally does. Oh my gosh,
that's freaky. Freaky, but cool.
It's amazing. And basically all you do, it comes with a little nail prep pad, and you just give your 10 fingers a quick wipe. And you, all you do is literally pick these off and stick them on your nail, and they fit perfectly. And if there's any excess at the tip, it comes with a little file. You file it off. The one that I'm wearing right now is a nail art design called Apricute. It's a little like gold fleck. It took less than 5 minutes to put it on. Wow. And there's so many cool innovations that they're doing. Like, they have a whole curation on their website from Michelle Lee, who's the editor-in-chief of Allure. Of course, she's been on our show. And they are also collaborating with a whole bunch of different nail artists and giving a platform to these incredible nail artists from all over the country. And I also appreciate, and I have to make mention of the fact that they have diverse hand models on their site, which for a long time, you just did not see like Linkin Park After Dark on a black woman on any website. That's one of those things that was just normalized for way too long. And now we're actually seeing what these designs and these colors look like on different skin tones and different nail shapes and everything. And I think that that's really something to be celebrated as well. So they've really sort of thought of everything. And then there's all new designs happening all the time. Or if you're just someone who prefers like your straight up red polish, they have solids. They have all kinds of designs. Like Madeline Poole just did a collection with them. And then just finally, before we move on, I want to talk about the removal. It's so simple. You just simply peel it off. There's no nail damage at all. You don't need any tools. You don't need to like soak anything. There's no acetone involved. You just literally peel it off and you're good to go. So no damage to the natural nail either.
That's fantastic. I'm really excited about this idea because you had kind of sold me on like the Empress nails, which I do like in a pinch, and you just throw those on. But I will admit, getting them off, it's like some of them fall off easily. Others, it is stuck on there, and I'm like soaking my hands in hot water, and I'm still having to like struggle with it. And then I feel like there's glue, and it could be damaging and drying my nail. And like, even just yanking them off, it's like bending my nails and stuff. So I think this is really smart. And not everyone likes the look of like the long talon nails, where this is just, it's your natural nail shape, but you've got like kick ass nail art on it. So cool.
In 5 minutes, and you have like no paint to dry, like nothing like that. And
yeah.
I just think it's a totally game changing idea. And it's the fact that they can customize it to your nail shape is just.
That's it.
A quick pause to fill you in on a new skincare innovation from Strivectin, one of our show partners. So skin barrier repair products, without a doubt, they are having a moment in 2021. So much so that last week we devoted an entire episode to this topic. Because when your skin barrier is happy, you'll get that glowy, smooth, fresh-faced, look that we are all after. So Strivectin's latest launch, their Wrinkle Recode Moisture Rich Barrier Cream, is powered by two different barrier boosting technologies. So first, they have their clinically proven patented form of niacin or vitamin B3. It's called Nia 114. And secondly, they have carefully calibrated a 1-to-1-to-1 biomimetic lipid ratio of ceramides, plant-derived cholesterol, and fatty acids in equal molecular weight. So this helps to restore our skin's own lipid content, deeply replenishing and strengthening the skin's barrier. So yes, of course, the cream is super nourishing, but it also visibly diminishes fine lines, deep wrinkles, and redness, and improves firmness and elasticity and radiance. The before and afters really did blow my mind. Personally, I love that a little bit of the Wrinkle Recode Rich Cream goes a very long way. So it comes with a little mini scoop. You dip it in the jar morning and night. And even though it feels indulgent, it's not greasy at all. It really, really melts into the skin and feels very soothing, especially at this time of the year. So Strivectin has a special offer right now. If you head to strivectin.com and sign up for the newsletter, new email subscribers will receive 15% off their first order. That's strivectin.com, strivectin.com. And new email subscribers will get 15% off their first order. We'll link to this offer in our show notes and on our blog. Now back to the show.
I think we just want to end it off by highlighting a couple of the beauty brands we think are just going to blow up in 2021. So Jill, what's your top pick?
Okay, so I want to tell y'all about Mob Beauty. That's MOB Beauty. You might have heard me mention it before. I was really excited for this launch because it's actually the brainchild of some of the former founding members of MAC Cosmetics, which of course we know and love. So Mob Beauty just launched on January 21st, and it's a brand new, clean, sustainable makeup line. Think of it like a modular makeup system, Carlene. So their whole idea is that they're going to be using as little packaging as possible in their makeup. So what you do is you purchase an empty palette. I'm holding it here. They have like their six-way palette, they call it, and then there's the four-way palette. The one that I'm holding up is the six-way. They have a whole assortment of products debuting. So there's 24 different eyeshadows. Those are $18 each. There's 8 blushes, 4 bronzers, 4 highlighters. Those are all $25 each. There's 17 cream lipsticks, and those are about $22 each. And 6 lip balms. And what I think is really powerful about this is like they really thought about sustainability from every single angle with this brand. And I think kind of to your point with Rayanne Silva earlier, where she's in this different phase of her life and her career where she's thinking about the greater good and the bigger picture and how she can contribute and how she can create a legacy maybe of a different sort. And I think that that's exactly where Vic Casale is too. And they don't want to just put more makeup out into the world for the sake of doing it. They're really on a mission to do beauty better. That's what they say. But each of them are these like fiber paper packages. The makeup pan just sits right in there, and then you pop it out of this package and you put the pan of eyeshadow in this modular system. And then this one, the exterior packaging, this post-consumer fiber, it just goes in your green bin. So it's actually recyclable. So this is vegan as well. There's no carmine. And I think it was just so fascinating talking to Vic because he's like been doing this formulation for like 40 years at this point. He also was the formulator with CoverFX. And, you know, he was saying back in the day, they did need to use a lot of silicones in makeup to coat the talc and coat pigments to make it look good on the skin. And he's like, you just don't need to do that anymore because the innovation has come so far and the chemistry is just so different now. And I have to say that I think this is going to be a huge hit with the artistry community because I think clean beauty hasn't really talked to the artistry community before, really, in the same way. I think like Jones Road Beauty is to doing it to a degree with Bobbi Brown. But I think the way that these are packaged and how they can, you can like customize everything and customize your palette. And then the pigment payoff is incredible. I'm just going to hold up some of these to the camera. I think that these are going to be great clean dupes from a lot of really big makeup players that are out there in the palette. And by the way, you guys, I did do a whole TikTok and Reels tutorial on how to put this palette together over at Breaking Beauty Podcast. So if you want to see it in action, it's there. And so I did have a question though for them. Whenever I put this together, I was like, wait a minute, I've just popped this shadow pan in this palette and now I have no idea what I just put in there. Like, what if I really like that color? Where they've stamped the bottom of each eyeshadow pan with the number of the shadow. So you'll know in future what you want to refill and you could just refill. So I think it's very interesting, very densely pigmented, pro quality. There's no way that they didn't get makeup artists to test this. There's just no way that they would be bothered putting it out if it wasn't going to be something that they would put their names on. Do you know what I mean? They've just had this such long careers.
Absolutely. And I think you're totally right about those pigments. Like, no shade to Jones Road, but it's like a makeup artist could not go to set and expect that that was going to do all the looks that, you know, the editor or whoever on site wanted them to do. So as you say, this is like professional, like basically it's the clean version of MAC. Is what I'm reading from this. You know, from my own experience working with makeup artists on set, I would say like a really big portion of them are really concerned with what's in the makeup. You know, this is their job. This is what they do all day. So they want to know like what the ingredients are, what's in it, what's not in it. So I think this is going to be popular with them for sure.
And I think that this is just, you know, I can't remember if I said this before, or this is sustainability in 2021. It is a bit of a moving target. It can't all be perfect. Like, I'm thinking back to that like Aether Beauty palette that we tried back a few years ago, and it was paper and it was supposedly zero waste. And it's just like, no, like there was still like, you still had to rip it apart. And it just was not.
A lot of shine, not a lot of pigment. As well.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. And I think that they've really nailed it with these formulas. And the final thing that I'll say on this, and just about, you know, it is this moving target, like I said, in terms of like even sourcing and sustainability. And Vic was talking about mica, for instance, because some of the other journalists on the call were asking about that. Why did you choose to use mica in these formulas? Because it has been somewhat controversial. He actually, right there on camera, had a huge slab of mica that he had picked up on a walk. He lives close to Joshua Tree National Park now. And he said that actually in North America, mica is in abundance in Vermont, in a lot of places. And he was very passionate about this, as you can imagine. He said, like, with anything, any industry, there is going to be abuses. There are going to be some dark corners where things can be sourced from. He's like, but we are certifying our suppliers. Like, this is the degree to which they're thinking about these things. And I do really appreciate that. So that's what I'm excited about. What about you? I believe you have a follow-up for people, right?
Closing the loop on the K18 Leave-In Molecular Repair Hair Mask that I teased back in our December Damn Goods episode. It retails for $75, and I don't know how many of you remember, but I was super excited because I used this product after I got out of the shower, and I have bleachy hair. It goes through a lot of coloring processing and it's extremely dry, and blow dried it and my hair was silky soft. Like, run my fingers through it, silky soft. And that is just not a possibility when you have bleached hair. I know, like, the white blondes out there will know that. Anybody who's been experimenting with these, like, fun pink hair looks knows what I'm talking about. So I was really excited, but I had sort of like an early sample of the product and they were just in the process of going through a rebrand. They didn't have all the information I was looking for in terms of answers. So now the site is live. We will link to it on our blog and in our show notes, but it's k18hair.com. And they have so much information you can find on there. But I think this brand is really going to pop off in 2021 because already, since I talked about this in December, the product has won the Elle Future of Beauty Award. It's also won Refinery29's Beauty Innovator Award. And Khloe Kardashian has been blowing it up on her Instagram as well. If you go to K18's Instagram, it's funny. Like, some of the hair colorists and stylists, like, their response to it is like, what kind of witchcraft is this product? Because it just sounds like impossible. So having tried it, I can tell you, yeah, smooth, silky results. And it's really easy to use. Like, you think you have to go through a lot of trouble to get this kind of result, but you don't. You very simply wash your hair. You do not condition your hair. You come out of the shower, you towel dry your hair, and airless pump. This is the old packaging, Jill. So you can see it used to be called K Hair Pep. you just do like 4 pumps in your palm. You spread it around and then you run it through your hair and you blow dry as usual. That's it. It's so easy. Some of the questions that I had related to this product had to do with the fact that this was a rebrand. And when I read, I was like sleuthing old articles, and there was one, I think the first mention of K-Hair Pep right. was on a Lure site, and it was back in like 2008. It was so long ago. So I had asked them, like, is this a reformulation or is it the same formula? So guys, it's the same formula. I think they had it in Australia, but it just, I don't know if it wasn't being distributed here or what happened, but it just relaunched officially in December 2020, Q1 of this year. It's a 4-minute leave-in treatment, and it's designed to not only give you that instant silkiness, because that you could just chalk up to a styling product, right? But this is really meant to be one of those like bond building treatments. If you think about Olaplex, or you might have heard of Virtue Color Kick, which is keratin based treatment. So it's a patented bioactive peptide treatment that strengthens and improves elasticity while reversing damage from chemical services and like heat styling and all of that stuff. I tried to get them to explain how it's different from those other systems. And honestly, right. it just sounds like scientific, like Greek to me. So here's the response. K18 Biomimetic Hair Science contains the K18 peptide, which was patented after a decade of scanning and testing the 1,242 decapeptides that cover the entire keratin proteome, whatever that means. Our miracle molecule carries amino acids into the cortex of hair to reconnect keratin chains and reconform disulfide bonds to bring damaged strands back to their original youthful state. 1 million patents on this product. You can find them on their website. They have clinical trials. I myself have not used the product for a sustained enough amount of time to say that I've noticed this. I can really only speak to that instant result, but I think even that is so impressive. Like, I don't even find that with other products on the market.
Of course. It's definitely like, you know, unsuspecting. Like, it just seems so random, the name of it and everything like that. But I totally think that when you have bleached hair or processed hair, it's like you're looking for that miracle worker, you know?
I can basically tell you all like colorists out there, they are going to be like getting this in their hands this year. They're going to be comparing it to Olaplex. Right. There's going to be YouTube videos. Do you use the Color Kick Virtue or do you use this? And so, yeah, I think even already it's taking off. So
you got to stock up before it sells out.
Yeah, babe. I want the new packaging.
Right. Yes, we will definitely put it on Instagram. And thanks for joining us this week. Those are all of the trends and products that we think will be huge in 2021. And we really want to hear from you. If hashtag Breaking Beauty made me buy it, show us in our DMs or in our private Facebook chat room. We always love to hear what you're loving and what you've tried that we've recommended. So we will see you next time.
Thanks for listening. You can find details on every product mentioned in today's episode, along with our exclusive promo codes, on our blog at breakingbeautypodcast.com.
While you're there, be sure to sign up for our newsletter. Every episode will be delivered directly to your inbox, so you won't miss a single thing.
And get social with us. Let us know what you think of the episode. You can follow us on Instagram at Breaking Beauty Podcast.
And did you know we also have a private Facebook group? Just search Breaking Beauty Podcast chat room.
You can even leave us a voicemail at any time with questions or feedback at 1-844-227-0302.
And don't forget to subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts fix. Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts, where you can show us some love by writing a review.
See you next Wednesday.
Like a cherry bomb, like a cherry bomb.